in the whole scheme of things to our parent. Mental illness, mind control, and toxic relationships riddle our communities and our lives. Chapter 1. Traits of Toxic Mothers. Does the movie Mommy Dearest remind you of your own mother? Does she remind you of the mother on Everyone Loves Raymond, always tampering and full of drama? Can she not seem to get a life of her own? Does she live vicariously through you or someone else? Does she feel like she still has control over you like she did when you were 2 years old? Is your mother controlling, domineering, toxic, angry, narcissistic, and utterly impossible to get along with? Is she a gossip and a busybody? Does she gossip around other people behind their backs? Does she criticize and terrorize you, only to turn around and talk about you to everyone else, to brag about your accomplishments? Does your mother never say a good word to you, but you hear her drone on and on with social niceties in front of other people? Do you wonder why people still talk to or like your mother, despite you knowing that she was a monster? Does your mother make people gang up on you when you are deemed bad? Has she interfered with your relationships, your work, and your life? Does she beat your mistakes over your head for eternity, never forgiving or letting go of a slight? Is she cruel? Has she hit, spanked, or doled out unusual punishment when her temper flared, much of the time without you doing anything wrong? Does she freak out when you have a mind of your own or have your own thoughts, feelings, and opinions? Did she fail to attune to you properly? Did she ever threaten or kill off pets in front of you or put them to sleep when there didn't seem to be much wrong with them? Has she gone to other extraneous measures to prevent you from having friends or partners, stop you from going to school, etc.? Has she continuously reminded you that you owe her for everything she has ever done for you? If all of these things describe your mother, congratulations, she is toxic and mentally ill. And her genetics are her problem. It has nothing to do with you. Chapter 2. The Genetics of Toxic Mothers. Is toxicity genetic? Research on the DRD4 long gene polymorphism says it is genetics that causes all of these negative personality traits and bad mental health disorders. The NCBI website states in several scientific studies posted that DRD4 long gene is responsible for a whole host of mental disorders and negative traits, including psychopathy, narcissism, impulsivity, cheating, addictions, sensory seeking, reward seeking, schizophrenia, dementia, Alzheimer's, and more. It is likely that your narcissistic mother has this gene, and it may also be likely that she suffers from the gamut of other mental health disorders on the list. Many people don't realize it, but their mother has borderline personality disorder, reactive attachment disorder, psychopathy, sociopathy, bipolar disorder, PMDD, PMS, autism, Asperger's, depression, neurosis, psychosis, anxiety, or any number of other mental health conditions that cause negative personality traits. If your mother has a disagreeable temperament, it has nothing to do with you. People are born with their disagreeable temperaments, and disagreeable temperaments do not usually change over the course of their life unless they put a lot of effort into covering up their disagreeable temperament. Unfortunately, most mothers abuse their children or their mates with their disagreeable temperament rather than learning healthy ways to cope in the world in which we live. If your mother is under stress, hormonal changes, and more, odds are good that she is getting progressively nastier over time. Occasionally, the toxic mother will mellow out. More often than not, the toxic mother grows more and more needy and dependent on her children as her health ages, and as she reacts with resentment at the late-stage adulthood and fears of dying,